In today's Mishnah, we learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the seventh Perek of Masechta Bava Batra. The Mishnah begins, Mida bachevel ani mochelach, hen chaser, hen yater. So the issue with this Mishnah is the sellers use both types of terminologies we discussed in yesterday's Mishnah. He said, I'm selling this land mida bachevel, which means I'm sending these dimensions exactly. So if there's any error, either party has to be compensated. If it's slightly larger or slightly smaller, we take notice. However, he also added hen chaser, hen yater, which is a term we said in yesterday's Mishnah, allowed for a margin of error of 1/24. So the question is, how do we deal with this situation? So Mishnah says, Bitel hen chaser hen yater mida bechevel. The second statement of hen chaser hen yater cancels out the first clause, which was mida bechevel. In other words, as if he sold him simply a land now that says hen chaser hen yater. If he says hen chaser hen yater mida bechevel, if again he uses the same terminology, meaning both terms but the other way around, then we say, Bitel mida bechevel hen chaser hen yater. Divrei ben Nanas. So according to Ben Nanas, he says once again, the second term cancels out the first, and therefore it's as if he sold this land mida bechevel. And that is because according to Ben Nanas, we say lashon ha'acharon ikar, that the last clause is the important one, and if there's a contradictory one prior to that, then we cancel it out. However, Chachamim actually disagree. Chachamim say that we actually consider both, and the way we resolve it is going to be to the detriment of the purchaser. So in other words, if he sold him too much land, then we'd treat it as if to the benefit of the seller, that even if it's a small amount, it would need to be returned. If he didn't provide him enough, but it's still within the margin of error, we treat the case as if it's hen chaser hen yater. That's why the Chachamim resolve the matter. So Mishnah continues, Besimanav ubameitzarav, if he says, I'm selling you this land, a Beit Kursa's land within these landmarks, within these defining, say, walls or something, we say pachot mishtut higio ad shtut yinakeh, that the amount of variability we have now from the agreed site, which is a Beit Kur, is going to be shtut, which is a sixth. So if pachot mishtut, we said higio, it works. Ad shtut, if it goes beyond, then yinakeh, he would have to subtract the money if he didn't give him enough. And clearly, if it was too much, then we'd resolve it the same way as we did in yesterday's Mishnahs. Let's now learn Mishnah Dalet. Hamer lechavero chatzis sadeh ani mochelach. I'm selling you half of my field. The question is, what's a half? Is it simply by space? Mishnah says, no. Meshamnim b'nehem. What we do is we calculate, we estimate what the value of the entire field is, and the seller is able to retain half of the field in terms of its value, even if space-wise it might be more or less. So in this situation, the seller might want to retain the area that's far more fertile, that has a higher value, so he might be actually in physical space retaining a smaller area, but it is half the value of the entire field. If he says, Chetzio bedarom ani mochelach, Meshamnim b'nehem v'notel chetzio bedaron. So there's two ways to understand this case. Here the Mishnah is saying, at least the pshat is, I'm selling you half in the south. So the question is, how do we work it out? Once again, half is in terms, according to this first reading, the Kati brings, citing the Rambam, Raiva, Nimuk Yosef, that it's the southern half, but in terms of value once again. So we work out the entire value of the field, and then the purchaser gets the southern half, but not in terms of dimensions, but in terms of value. The Bartanuro, however, explains it slightly different. What it says is we look at the southern half, whether it's good or not. We look about how much that southern half is, and then the seller is able to select any area to give to the purchaser based on that value of the southern half. It's a completely different way of reading this Mishnah. The Mishnah then adds, Vahu, meaning the purchaser, Mekabel alav makom geder. So yes, he's bought half a field, but who's responsible for constructing the gate or the fence? Well, that would be the purchaser has to construct it and also build this charitz or ben charitz. So these are two small ditches, the purpose of which is actually to keep out rodents or pests from coming and jumping over the fence and going between fields. So what are they? A charitz is shisha tvachim, is six tvachim wide, and a ben charitz is three tvachim. So it sounds like what happened is ben charitz was done close to the fence of three tvachim wide, and then the charitz was done behind that. And that again was to stop the nimiyah, these rodents or pests, from jumping from one field to the next. Now those are the Mishnah today.